Are you feeling inadequate as a business owner during these exceptional times? Lack of focus, procrastination, the whole nine yards. Hi, I'm Carly Myers, your friendly stress management expert, and I'm the founder and leader here at the Stress Less Company, where we help female leaders who are overworked and exhausted find the sense of peace and freedom that they really desire. Now, this month on the Stress Less Show, we're going to be talking about how to thrive in business during these exceptional times. And I brought on the show a great friend and incredible expert, Robin Graham. Now, using the power of brand strategies, Robin Graham helps people find their second phase and become entrepreneurs. She saves them from overwhelm and frustration to build a solid foundation for brand and business success. Now, Robin helps her customers find clarity, confidence, and connection by identifying their niche and their ideal audience, and by creating brand messaging that helps build relationships that convert to profits, which is probably a very important thing to note. Now, she has six pillars of brand strategy, and we might dig into those a little bit today, but if not, you can always reach out to her. Now, Robin is a mom of three, a woman of faith, and is very, very passionate about serving others. And she's also the host of the Second Phase podcast. So if you haven't checked that out, make sure to look that up. Welcome to the show, Robin.
Hi, Carly. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So I was really excited to have you on the show because I know, well, first of all, you have such an expertise in the area of business. You've been working with folks from all over navigate these exceptional times. So I thought, goodness, who better could I have on the show than you? And I'm just curious, you know, let's just jump right in. We got 10 minutes or less, right? So what do you recommend if someone's listening into this and maybe they're in a job that they don't like and they're ready to step into entrepreneurship or they want to just make that shift into their second phase, whatever that looks like. What do you recommend in terms of like how to thrive in business during these exceptional times?
Oh, Carly, this is such a great question. And I would say if someone is, you know, maybe they were laid off in 2020 because of the pandemic, or maybe they are just becoming frustrated, or because they've had to work full-time and homeschool, they're thinking, what are ways that I could simplify and have more freedom within my life and my work? I always suggest that people take a look at their values, visions, and passions. And if you think of a Venn diagram, at some point in that diagram, there are going to be things that are going to overlap. So your values are going to overlap with your visions, and they're going to overlap with your passions. And I always say that where those three things overlap is where you're meant to focus. It's where you're going to find your most energy and where you're going to find that you are best able to serve your any audience, but specifically as you define that, you're going to identify your ideal audience. And that's going to help you really stay grounded in your efforts to move forward with either building a brand or enhancing the business that you currently have.
Okay, love it. So remind us, because I was trying to take notes and I didn't quite catch it. So passion, purpose, and?
No, your values, visions, and passions.
Ah, see, this is values, visions, and passions. So if you're listening to this and you have a notepad open in your phone or a piece of paper, write those down, the intersection of those three. So what does that tactically look like when you work with your clients? Do you literally sit down and create that kind of that three-layer Venn diagram?
Yeah, it depends on the person, right? And whether or not they have done any core value mapping, or if they've identified their passions, or, you know, where they see themselves in the future. And sometimes people just get so overwhelmed. I work with a lot of multi-passionate people. And so it's very hard for multi-passionate people to narrow in their focus. And you don't have to niche down so specifically that you can only choose one of those passions. What I like to do is help people identify with where those things all align. So where your values, visions, and passions align, but also if you're multi-passionate, how can we bring those together to say that all of this falls under me? And here's where they merge. Here's where they can all kind of seem to come together to form one overarching brand. And then you can segment within your business, but it's really important to identify how it all comes together so that you can be the brand. You as a person can represent you know, who you are, but also the business as a whole. Because at the end of the day, people, your brand is not what you think it is. It's what others think, feel, and say about you. And so it's really important to make sure that you have complete clarity as to, you know, what you do and what problem you solve. And then why does it matter to the people that you most want to work with? And the key there is to think about how you serve them, but how you can make them the hero of their own journey. So not how you're going to, you yourself are going to help them, but how you're going, you are going to help them help themselves, basically. And that becomes a really critical component with formulating your brand messaging and connecting and building relationships. And of course, that know, love, and trust factor that we have to have, because we know that buying practices are based on trust. So when you really take, and this is not something you can sit down and do in 5 minutes, this takes a little bit of time to really map out, you know, those values, visions, and passions and discover, because the words may not be the same on each list, but there are things that are going to be so similar that you can see, ah, this is actually the same thing. And this is where I could mirror this to this.
I love that. And I laughed internally a little bit, and you're like, this isn't something you can do in 5 minutes. And I was like, darn, why not? You know, we all have a tendency to want that, you know, that quick fix, that, you know, pill, if you will. And I do think I'm totally with you that this is really important. You know, we have at the Stress Less Company, the Stress Less Method, which is our signature 7-step system that all of our clients go through. And the third step in that system is to create your vision. And that step really is about, you know, the values, the visions, the passions, like everything that you're talking about there. And the reason that that's so important, like, is because when we identify our purpose and really all of these, I love that you brought it up, because it's grounding. It helps us step back from comparison, which is the last time we had you on the show. We talked about how to step back from comparison. Mm-hmm. And it also, like, what I've seen in the work that I've done, is that it helps eliminate all the noise, especially for folks like Robin. You totally resonated with me when you said multi-passionate. I heard a TED talk once where I think it was Emily. Oh, I'm not going to remember her last name, but the speaker, her first name was Emily, and she shared this concept of the multi-potentialite. And it's very similar. And it can be so overwhelming and so difficult when you love so many things. But
yeah, it really can be. And I am guilty of that. You know, I just met with someone, I just hired a new business attorney just to review some more contracts and just different things. And, you know, this was, she's like, okay, so you really have like 3 to 5 businesses under your business. I'm like, I do, because I am multi-passionate, but at the end of the day, they all come back to that one of my core values, which is service. And, you know, when you can really define what your core values are, and you can start with a list of 30, but narrow that down to your top 3 to 5. And that's going to really help you stay focused, so that especially in times of chaos, you aren't letting yourself be so distracted by everything else that's going on, because you're going to be able to keep yourself aligned within your own self. Because as long as you're true to your values, you're going to stay true to your calling, what you're meant to be doing. And you're going to be able to continue to be focused on the people you're meant to serve.
Yeah. I love that. Absolutely. And I would just encourage those of you who are listening to, you know, allow yourself to think outside of the box too. I know when I first started my business almost 5 years ago now, it was, you know, I love doing, there were so many things on my list, and I figured out that the umbrella was this concept of stress, and these things are stressing us out, and how do we repair that stress and how do we reduce it? That's not a concept that many people would have put in their business branding. And I have another friend who, she's very similar, multi-potentialite, multi-passionate, and her brand is all about expression. So she can have clients, she can have clients and help them sing, and have other clients help them have difficult conversations in their relationships. And it's just really, I would encourage everybody to be to be creative. But on the note of core values, like that's the first thing that Robin brought up, values, visions, and passions. Values was the first one. We're really curious, for those of you who are listening, what are some of your top core values? Let us know. We're really curious. Now, if you're feeling overworked and exhausted, I've got some good news. The Stressless Company works with high achieving executives, business owners, and managers just like you find that sense of peace and freedom that they desire. And as a result of our work together, they not only learn how to deepen their spiritual connection, whatever that means to them, they also learn those tactical tools so that they can experience more free time, more efficiency, and yes, even more prosperity. Sounds pretty great, right? Well, you can apply for a complimentary stress assessment today to start the conversation about working together. Simply visit stresslessco.com/apply for more information and to apply. Again, that's stresslessco.com/apply. Now, this concludes this episode of the Stressless Show, but before we conclude, I want to give one last big shout out to Robin. Thank you so, so much for coming on the show.
Oh, Carly, thank you for having me. It was an honor. I love to talk about this stuff, but I really love to share with audiences like yours and people like you who inspire me every single day. So thank you.
Of course, of course. And for those of you who are interested in getting to know Robin a little bit more, maybe even reaching out, all of her information is in the show notes. So make sure to check that out. Now, if you've enjoyed this week's episode, let us know by giving us a big old thumbs up, leaving us a review, subscribing, or if you're listening on social, of course, liking, commenting, and of course, sharing. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next week. Bye.